Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of September 2018. And it's amazing sometimes what we have to go through as believers, isn't it? Good morning, Mubashar. If we had looked back and dreamed that we'd ever have to go through the things that we have gone through, it would be probably too hard for us to fathom today. I'm glad that we don't know in advance what we have to go through in our lives. But God gives us the grace each day to go through these things, whatever it is. It may be a thorn in our flesh, like Paul. Or it may be those who don't understand us and those who would cast us off, so to speak. Good morning, Andre Barrows. Or it might be those that say they uphold the Bible and the truth of the Bible, but in reality they reject it. You know, have you ever heard the saying, do as I say, not as I do? There's a lot of people out there like that. But you know, I'm glad that God did it all, didn't he? He paid it all. He went to the cross. He bore our sorrows and our shame. He was our sin bearer. He was our substitute. And because of that reason, we can look to the future with a bright future, recognizing that he is our Abba Father, and we can cry out to him in the midst of whatever we may be going through. Sometimes people think that we're unloving and we're unkind. Good morning, MJ Avalos. Just for being a proclaimer of the truth. The Bible says that know the truth and the truth will set you free, having liberty in Christ. You know, the systems of this world are all pretty much false, aren't they? Good morning, Connie. Whether they be the systems of education, entertainment systems, sports, the systems of commerce and government, they're all based upon the free will of man, aren't they? I will arise and be as God. I believe that the very greatest lie on earth is the propagation that man has a free will, that man is in control of his own destiny. You know, I've often said, when you look at that airplane in the midst of that storm, who is truly over the storm? Is it the pilot of that airplane? Or is it the one behind the storm that's in control of the destiny of that plane? I think it's pretty obvious. And so the systems of this world have so programmed people to believe that they're in control of their own destiny, which is a denial of the Word of God, is it not? In Him we live and move and have our being. What did Satan say? What did Satan say? He said, I will rise and be as God, didn't he? And that's exactly what people are saying today. I will rise and be as God. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. and his angels were cast out with him. Welcome aboard, Richard Whiteyaw. Revelation 12, 7-9. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yea, thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. And this is how the propagation of free will began with Satan himself. He said in his heart that he would ascend into heaven, that he would exalt his throne above the stars of God. Man's will is independent of God, and his will has the power to do anything. It is the lie, the biggest lie, the greatest lie on earth. It's the strong delusion. Good morning, Bashara. This is the lie of all lies. Man is in control of his own destiny. He can pick himself up by his bootstraps. He can set goals. He can become anything he wants to be. Blah, 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 blah. Did Satan accomplish his objective? No, he did not. Is man going to accomplish his objective? No, he is not. God proclaims to the prophet Isaiah, I am the Lord. There's none beside me. There's no Savior. I have declared and I have saved. And I have showed, for there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Isaiah 43:11-13. Yes, the Lord has proclaimed that no one can deliver himself. Only the Lord himself can say, as a very small child, I was taught the lie of free will. Man had the power to invite Jesus into his heart, however, according to the biblical account, Lucifer wasn't the only one that fell. Adam disobeyed God when he ate of the tree in the Garden of Eden, and as a result, this plunged all of humanity into a state of spiritual death. The result of this brought all men and women who were ever born, except for Jesus Christ, at conception, into a state of sin. They are in bondage to sin and death unless they are born again by the Spirit of God and given a new life in Christ. They will remain in that state, will they not? Well, so what are the implications for those who say they are followers of Christ, of those who say they believe in the virgin birth and the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, but yet they say they believe in the free will of man? And that Christ's death made it possible for all men to be saved, but it's up to the individual to believe the gospel. Who are the whosoever's that believe? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who are the whosoever's that believe? Where did they get their belief from? Where did their faith come from? It certainly didn't come from a dead in their trespasses and sin person. It came, and it's explained very clearly in the first part of the third chapter of John, is it not? You must be born again. You must be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Man is truly dead in his sins, and he's unable to do anything spiritual. Can you imagine someone lying in a coffin and then deciding they don't want to be dead anymore? And by their decisions of not like being dead, they're going to get up out of that coffin. I know this sounds absurd, But those who uphold the free will doctrine say that anyone has the ability by their own volition to choose Christ and to be born again. Our being born again precedes belief, precedes repentance, precedes faith. In fact, the faith that we're given is a gift of God, and it is the faith of Christ, is it not? It's the imputed righteousness of Christ. Well, this is what people are taught from the womb to the tomb, the doctrine of free will. And I tell people that there's one thing that those who uphold free will of man and atheists can agree upon, and that is that man has a free will. Well, the Bible teaches something totally different, does not? It teaches that we are chosen in Christ from the foundation of the world to be conformed to the image of His Son. Tells us that for whom He did foreknow, that's an intimate knowledge, He knew us before creation. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And those whom He predestinated, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. What should we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justified. It's Christ that died. It's rather seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. So this morning, that should give us great comfort to know that our salvation had nothing to do with ourselves. It had everything to do with Christ. He went to the cross. Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in Him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. There are a lot of lies purported in our society about human potential, about so-called science, about false cosmology of the earth, about humanistic education, and a lot of other lies. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I'm glad that we are children of the King. We used to sing a song, I'm a child of the King. With Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King. So this morning, let us be thankful of the fact of whose we are, of whose we are. We're owned by our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And it's not your brother, it's not your sister in your bloodline. It's the Abba Father. He called us friend. He called us we're His brethren. We're His brethren. So be encouraged this morning, and may God continue to strengthen and uphold you, regardless of what you may be experiencing in your life or going through. God bless.